to news that extra hospital beds are on the way to help deal with overcrowding in emergency departments. Here's the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, speaking at the Oireachtas Health Committee earlier.
The figure of 83 beds of the 190 had been approved, but I'm kind of running a live tracker here. I now believe it's 107 beds because 25 for Talla have now been approved as well. So it's 107 of the additional 190 we hope to open have now been approved by the NHBF. We stay for the day. We might get that figure up even further, but it's 107. So I'll keep you updated as the numbers come in.
So 107 of 190 beds approved by the NTPF, according to the Minister. Fergal Bowers, our health correspondent, is here now. The Minister mentioned 25 beds for Talla. Do we have the breakdown? Do we know where the other beds will be?
Yes, well, I mean, we've got 11,000 inpatient acute beds across the whole hospital system, and still obviously many hospitals are facing significant overcrowding in the emergency departments. So what you heard there is 190 extra hospital beds have been promised to come on stream over the next few weeks to help alleviate pressures in the emergency departments. And as of today, 107 beds have been approved for opening now. So those beds will be at Letterkenny University Hospital, the Midland Regional Tullamore, Waterford University Hospital, Cork University Hospital, University Hospital Limerick, Talla Hospital there with 25 beds, and the Children's Hospitals in Dublin. And hospitals have been asked if they believe they have the capacity to open even more beds. But I think there will obviously will be questions as to whether the medical and nursing staff are all there in place or can be recruited to operate all the extra beds.
We hear, Fergal, that approval has been given for 107 beds, does that not tell us that all of the staff needed to look after the patients who'll be using those beds, that the staff is in place?
It should be the case, but we did hear at the committee about St John's Hospital in Limerick, about 20 or so beds that were supposed to be opened and which weren't opened for several months. So there can be difficulties. We'll have to watch and see if all of the beds do materialise. And there's also, you know, ironically, there's 111 beds closed across the system, mainly due to infection control, but also refurbishment and staffing issues. So you have this constant movement of, yes, more beds being opened, but other beds are closed, and beds that you expect to open on time or be opened don't always. It doesn't always happen that way.
Okay, and what sort of a dent will 190 acute hospital beds make in the problem?
Well, I mean, look, we'll have to see. Obviously, Limerick has faced an awful lot of difficulties there. And today at the committee, Alan Kelly, the Labour Party health spokesperson, he described the situation at Limerick University Hospital as chronic and catastrophic. And he said that patients would potentially die due to the situation there. I mean, at Limerick today, according to the INMO figures, and it's the worst today for overcrowding, you've got 76 patients waiting. Well, that's quite a substantial number. I think the record there was 85 about 2 weeks back. Pretty incredible numbers, really. Now, Minister for Health Simon Harris said that the emergency department attendances at Limerick were actually down. More beds were being provided, and was also provided with an MRI scanner to assist with reducing admissions.
Okay, now also at that committee hearing today, we heard the HSE saying it's overrun for the year so far is fairly significantly down on last year's figure at this point.
Yes, Paul Reid, the head of the HSE, and he's been in place for about half a year now. He told the committee that at the end of September, the budget overrun was €319 million. Now, the comparable figure for the same period last year was almost 100% higher at €636 million. And he said the current overspend, it's mainly due to pension and demand-led areas, which aren't generally amenable to normal in-year financial management. Here's what he said.
Latest financial position at the end of third quarter shows a variance from budget, including first charge, of €319 million, or 3%. Of this, €119 million, or 37%, is in respect of our operational services areas. The comparable figure for the same period in 2018 was almost 100% higher at €636 million, with €507 million of that overrun, or 80%, in the operational services areas. Pension and demand-led areas account for €200 million of the variance as of September 2019.
And overall HSE employment levels, we got new figures today. So the current employment levels are over 138,000 staff working in the HSE. Of that, 119,000 or 400 are whole-time equivalents. That represents an extra 2,560 staff. And Mr. Reid said the largest increase in the workforce was in the medical and dental areas. And then the service plan for next year is expected to be published next week. It'll show how the HSE intends to spend its day-to-day budget of close to €17.5 billion.
Okay, Fergal Bowers there, our health correspondent.